Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Friends with Money podcast. My name is Michelle Baltazar. I'm the editor-in-chief here at Money Magazine. Thank you for joining us. Today's episode is part of our Love Your Super campaign, where we provide practical and useful articles on how more people can make the most out of their superannuation, or super for short. For some people, super is their biggest source of fund when they retire, so it's important to look after it and understand many, if not all, of its benefits. To help us on this topic is our guest, Anne Fuchs, Head of Advice at Australian Retirement Trust. Anne is very much an expert in the field of financial advice and retirement, having worked in financial services for many years. Prior to her current role, she was the Head of Advice and Retirement at SunSuper and Chief Commercial Officer at the Association of Financial Advisors. Anne, welcome to Friends with Money.
It's lovely to be here. I'd love to be part of anything that's about loving super.
Absolutely. We thought we'll go for the real emotive side of super, because for those of us who have seen the stats, I mean, it's quite a substantial amount that you don't really think about while you're working. And then before you know it, you've got a significant chunk of savings there.
That's right. I know. And many of our members, they'll have a life event, whether it's a divorce or they're having a baby or buying a house or they've been made redundant. They get sick. So there are all these things that happen in life where people then are kind of forced to engage with their super. They generally then are either sort of happy and surprised with what they see there and start getting engaged, or they, you know, feel regret and, you know, anxious, is this enough? And then many of them put their head in the sand and hope it'll just get better by doing nothing, which we know is never going to happen, Michelle.
I know. Definitely for me, I wish someone told me when I was 20 years old that here's a big chunk of money that you can save, but if you look after it over the next 30 years, it can make a big difference, whether it's tens of thousands of dollars. Mm. But it's never too late. That is what we tell our listeners. It's always good to just kind of get started, because honestly, on average, a lot of people don't engage with their super until later on in life.
The analogy I give, Michelle, around this, it's kind of like sunscreen. And if you think of a lot of the boomers, and they were wearing their bikinis and putting on baby oil, and then, you know, it was too late. They've already got the skin cancers. And that's what's happening to so many of our members, Michelle. They sort of get to the end and go, oh, look, you know, they've done nothing for, you know, 30, 40 years they've been working. And so what we want to do is create our own version of the Slip, Slop, Slap campaign and get people to engage earlier. So they're putting on the metaphorical sunscreen, i.e. engaging with their super much earlier. So it's not too late when they retire.
I love it. Totally can relate to that. Now let's kick off with some introductions for our listeners. Tell us about Australian Retirement Trust and your role within the Super Fund.
So Australian Retirement Trust is one of Australia's largest funds. We came to be, it was QSuper, SunSuper, two very large established super funds. Here I'm sitting in Brisbane on Turrbal and Yuggera country, and actually should acknowledge traditional owners of the land where I'm sitting today. Yeah, so we came together, the two funds, we merged on the 28th of February to create this very large fund, Australian Retirement Trust. And we've got over $200 billion of assets, more than 2 million members around Australia. And look, I like to say retirement is in our middle name. So our core business, superannuation, really is about drawing an income in retirement. And that's what our passion is about. And hopefully we can be persuading your listeners today to start loving their super a bit more so they've got more money to spend in retirement.
Yes, absolutely. And in terms of your advice, so you're the head of advice. So yes. I want to probably start with the definitions. What is the difference between financial advice that you get from a licensed professional financial advisor outside super and the advice that can be offered within super?
Superannuation is a great place to start for simple advice needs. And I guess that's the main difference. I mean, and look, the way I would describe it is that you've got really simple educational financial advice, which is described as general advice. And you generally get that from a contact center representative if you're talking to your super fund. Super funds also offer what's described as intra-fund advice, and that's advice about your account with your super fund, and also a sensational place to access affordable advice, because mostly that advice is covered within your member fees and you're not being charged for it. And it can help you just answer those simple questions about your contributions, your investment mix, your insurance in super, and if you're at that point at retirement, whether you move from accumulation into an income account. But there's lots of external financial advisors we work with at Australian Retirement Trust that help our members. And these are the, you know, independent financial advisors that are often described out there in the community. These advisors help members with more complex types of situations, whether it's around they've got other assets outside of superannuation, or they've got multiple superannuation accounts, or they've got complexity around their Centrelink. All sorts of different things that is what's called comprehensive financial advice or complex financial advice. And certainly here at Australian Retirement Trust, where there are over 4,200 advisors that work with our members to help them with those more complex type of retirement planning needs.
So is it just a case of, I guess, before you get into the comprehensive or personalized financial advice, can they just call a number or email, just check the website and go from there?
Spot on. And that's exactly right. And look, most of the super funds these days have excellent tools on their websites. That's always the best place to start. Some even have really fantastic apps like we do at Australian Retirement Trust. And I would encourage all of your listeners to make sure you're set up with your super fund in terms of their member online, and you can play around. And if you're not really sure what the calculators and the digital tools are telling you, there's lots of also excellent educational content, then call the contact center. And the contact center is a fantastic place for you to either get general advice, but if you need personal advice about your super, they can also refer you to one of the advisors employed by the super fund who can help you with those advice needs.
Now, you did mention you can ask about just general information about your super, things like I'm considering switching my investment options, or what is my insurance cover, and all of that. But in general, like if you think about being engaged with your super long term, do you have any examples or case studies on how just starting from that really general advice and working your way up to knowing more about your super, that your financial well-being has kind of improved a lot?
We did some research recently, Michelle, and looked at the members, regardless of what age bracket. And look, our membership is very much Australia generally. We've got people from retail workers, agricultural workers, public sector workers, you know, white collar. So it's a very
across
broad,
different income,
all sorts of income. And I would not describe the Australian Retirement Trust membership. It's an average cohort representation of Australia. And the members, regardless of age bracket, who've got some advice, the impact on their trajectory towards retirement is so materially different. And what I mean by that is they're getting advice to help them make better decisions. They're engaging with their super. They're loving their super earlier. So that means they're deliberately putting in some extra voluntary contributions. So they've obviously worked with their advisor about how much they can afford, cash flow, what their risk appetite is, so that's their investment mix, and whether they should be having insurance within super or outside of super. And these things make a huge difference. And you can see that in our member data. And these are, as I said, not wealthy people, because I think people sometimes think advice is for the rich. And what we see, it's absolutely not. Because if you're rich, you're rich. Like, you know, that's advice is most powerful when you're at that point of, you know, an average person trying to make really good decisions to retire well.
Yes, exactly. And I find that when you say if you're rich, you're rich, it usually takes that first person in the family, for example, to kind of set it up. And then the next generation, you build up the wealth. So at some point, someone has to start. And I myself, when I started doing contribution top-ups, I thought, oh, this is going to be so hard, too much effort, only to find out that all I needed to do was talk to our payroll officer. And it took all of 5 minutes. I probably spent more time choosing a phone plan rather than, you know, doing more on my super.
And you think about the impact compounding interest has had on that, Michelle. And if and this is where how we get your listeners to, if they were to go, you know, I strongly encourage your listeners to jump on and play around with the calculator and say, hey, could I afford $50 a pay, for example, and put that in payroll, or $100 a pay? Look at the power of compounding interest. And obviously, the earlier you do it, the more powerful that compounding interest is. And we're going to be living longer. And people, when they retire, want to travel and do all these things and live in aged care with some dignity and comfort. And so that's why it's so important. The earlier that you can make those contributions, the more you will have, and you're not having to worry about it, the money lasting.
Yes. What about people with multiple super funds because they've worked with several employers? Should they keep their super funds separate or consolidate? You know, any ideas on that?
The general principle is, and I'll give this is general advice, is to consolidation is a great opportunity to supercharge your super, but there's a big but, and that's when the insurance part comes in. Yeah, certainly for many years I had two super accounts because I wanted to keep the insurance there because of a pre-existing condition. And I think it's important members should really make sure they're looking at their insurance needs before they go and consolidate, particularly if they've got a pre-existing health condition, and make sure that that's covered, because you wouldn't want to consolidate, lose some insurances, and then you have a health event. So that's probably the general advice. But ultimately, consolidation is a great thing because you're paying then less in fees, and you're getting the power of compounding interest really is amplified if all that money is in one pot, so to speak.
Now, you've talked about compound interest, insurance, but give us, what are three other easy ways for someone to maximize their retirement savings using super?
I know I'm being overly simplistic here, but making sure firstly that they're logging on, they've got all that, so they're logging on and they're maximizing their voluntary contributions and the benefits associated with that from a tax perspective. And again, this is where financial advice, talking to your advisor or accountant about what's the right amount to be putting into super based on your situation and what income you're earning and how much tax you're paying. Then two, obviously looking at your insurances and investment mix, the other big components. And you know, I think ultimately our members should be thinking again about consolidations. I mean, really basic, but I think for your listeners, depending on your age bracket and where you are in life, I know a lot of our members are having the biggest mortgages they've ever had in their life. And I think that's the other consideration your listeners need to think about, with the likes of whether they're at the end of their working life and if they're retiring with the mortgage, what's the role that super will play to help solve for that? So that's another consideration, is how does superannuation interact with the other biggest asset in your life, which is your house? And we know that many of the members who have a home do retire with the most financial security. So I guess there is that interplay again about how much money you're putting in your super and how much you're paying off your mortgage, or if you're saving up for a house in the first place. So they're the big considerations all members need to be thinking about, Michelle.
Yes. And for those who are not in the financial services industry and they're kind of reading the papers, and there's an article that, you know, superannuation fund lost X amount this year, despite the fact that only 12 months ago, super funds had some of the best returns in two decades. Anything else that you think people should kind of think about, you know, as we kind of look at 2023, if we are going into recession or a somber economic outlook out there? Should they still consider doing top-ups, or what's your view on that?
That's a multi-dimensional question, and it's an excellent one. I'll start with going back in time, if I might. In March 2020, when it was SunSuper, at that point I was working at SunSuper, and which is obviously part of Australian Retirement Trust now. And we saw so many members switch to cash, Michelle, which was so sad. And they were generally people, mainly men, and they didn't get financial advice and they were in their mid to late 50s. So clearly coming from a place of fear, money makes people, and they were scared about what they were seeing. So there's going to be a lot of that type of, you know, content in the media, I suspect, based on what we're being told in 2023. And I think clients, members, your listeners, you wouldn't sell your house at the bottom of the property, you know, would you? Like you wouldn't if you didn't have to. And so I guess it's obviously good to pay attention and download the app and look at your balance, but there's a fine line between obsessing over it and then starting to switch in and out because you're worried. So I would encourage people before, if you're losing sleep over the market volatility, maybe to call your super fund and get an advice appointment so the advisor can do the risk profiling with you. Because what you could be doing, if you do that on your own without getting some advice, you could be crystallizing or locking in some really significant losses. And that is something you wouldn't want to do, because you wouldn't do it to your house. So don't do it to your super. And if you've got additional cash flow, to your other point, it could potentially be, and you can afford it, it would be great to be putting money into super, because you're getting the price, the unit price in super is a bit lower, it would be less, so therefore you're buying more, if that makes sense. So it's that same principle, you buy when things are cheaper and you sell when they're higher. People understand that concept in property, so it's that same kind of principle or concept when it comes to super. So don't switch without financial advice. If you're losing sleep about it, maybe you need to check your investment option. And if you could afford from a cash flow point of view, there's always a good time to be putting extra money into super. There's never a bad time to be putting money into super.
I agree. Now, those sound like sensible recommendations. Even thinking about super as sunscreen, something as simple, I think we can all relate to it. And property, everyone knows you never sell at the bottom. So why would you do that with your super? So thank you so much, Anne. I feel like I've learned a lot of things today as well. It's just encouraging me to put more money into my super. So thank you.
Yeah, that absolute pleasure. And I would encourage, again, listeners, to start with your super fund in terms of financial advice. And look, if your super fund can't help you, most funds are able to refer you to somebody who is, an independent financial advisor that can be, trusted in terms of acting in your best interest. I can say with high conviction that the data tells us the people who engage earlier and get advice from somebody, whether it's their super fund or their own personal financial advisor, are light years better off. And I'm just talking about ordinary folk, like my family and friends, not rich people. It's just so very important.
Excellent. Now, before we go, don't forget that if you enjoy listening to the Friends with Money podcast, we'd love for you to recommend it to your own friends and family, or you can help us out by leaving a review on iTunes or the Apple Podcast app. You can also send in any questions, comments, or if you have a question for Anne, just let us know. We'd love to cover it here in future episodes through our dedicated email, which is podcast@moneymag.com.au. And finally, make sure you head over to moneymag.com.au for our articles on our Love Your Super campaign. That's it for this episode. I'm Michelle Baltazar. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.